everybody. Welcome back to the Sourcing School podcast brought to you by Olio. We are here live at HR Tech. I am joined by my co-host, Ryan Leary, my ride or die. And we have also got Shelly Steckerl in the house. And then finally, we are joined by Craig Fisher, the CEO of TalentNet Media and newly minted best-selling author of Hiring Humans. Mr. Fisher, what's going on, my friend?
Brian, it's really good to see you. I think I've seen you every 5 minutes for the last, feels like year and a half.
I was going to say, like, we're
together
been,
a lot.
It's been like, yeah, it's been like every 5 weeks. I agree with that. I didn't think about that now. We're just coming back from RecFest. We're both wearing our pink shirts here on Wednesday because we were pink on Wednesday. Shout out to anybody who got the reference to Mean Girls.
I did not get that reference.
But you have three daughters. How did you not get the reference to the movie Mean Girls?
I've seen it. I didn't get the reference.
Okay, all
I
right.
I think my wife puts Mean Girls on about once a quarter. I watch it a lot.
I'm the cool mom.
Yeah, that's it.
The cool mom. All right. So, Craig, there's so many different places to get this conversation started with here. I know that, like, I intro'd you and said, we've got the book, we've got the leadership, we've got what you're doing in advisory capacities to different companies. Let me start by just asking a simple question. What's the vibe here at HR Tech in Vegas?
So there's a lot more activity this year than there was last year. I think last year was a little bit stale, a little bit slow. I think vendors are energized this year. I think they feel like the traffic's good.
And there's more staff in the booth.
There's more staff in the booth, and it's more fun. I mean,
having a good time.
It's pretty good, yeah.
So what you're seeing a lot of vendors, but are you seeing a lot of practitioners as well?
I'm seeing buyers, yes. I've been introduced to several what we call practitioners and vendors call buyers. And isn't it sad that that's what we boil this down to? But that's what it is, people who can make decisions about HR technology. And yeah, I've met a lot of them.
Okay, so we've talked ad nauseum about generative AI today. That's been a hot topic.
Yeah.
What topics are you seeing kind of permeate to the surface here at HR Tech besides generative AI?
Right. So one of the things that I'm pretty hot on is my theory that CRMs are running low on usability. And I'm not a huge CRM fan for the recruiting space. I think that there are services and platforms that can do some of that stuff, but putting a CRM seat in the hands of every recruiter is just not going to be a thing anymore.
Okay, so Ryan Leary's shaking his head. Ryan, why do you feel that way?
I don't think it was ever really a thing. It was forced.
Yeah.
It was thought that it needed to be, but I don't ever
think... That's because ATSs don't have the capability, so you have to have something.
Right. You have to have something, yeah. But
not saying it has
that's
to be
like
CRM,
putting but, that's yeah. like putting like recruitment branding or marketing in the hands of a recruiter, or even. And it's
I just gave Ryan a look. I just gave Ryan a look for those of you who are not watching the podcast.
Or even like this one always killed me. Where when I was sitting at a desk, we were responsible for submitting diverse slates. That's not my job as a recruiter.
Right.
My job as a recruiter is to give you the best person. Now, given that long ago, it was very visual.
Yeah.
Right. So you were making those decisions based on what you saw. You didn't have the technology to filter that out for you. That has to come from top down.
Well, so Shally and I agree on this as well as what you just said, that marketing is the opposite side of the coin from sourcing, right?
Yep.
Sourcing is active. Marketing is passive.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's a lot of money badly spent in recruitment marketing. I think that the data that comes from recruitment marketing vendors is crap. I think very few companies still can actually identify their source of hire. And
they definitely can identify it. It's LinkedIn.
Yeah, everybody's LinkedIn, right? Or Indeed. So, and in volume society, where I do a lot of work with big, massive employers, I see things that are light tech that are easily able to connect and integrate with an ATS now. And so a contact center like a Pivot CX or something like that can be the glue between multiple other things, and even for an RPO, connect to all your customers' ATS systems and have a good way to contact people without a full-blown $500,000 CRM.
You know what, those so CRMs are just copies of the data, and I've always maintained that that's an absolute waste of time.
Yeah.
So way back in the beginning, you know, staffing firm days, people wanted to own, they wanted to download. One of the first questions that I got as a consultant,
can I download all
was,
the data?
Can I download the data? I'm like, you want to download the internet? You
want to
You want to copy? You don't really need a CRM for that. What you need is a way to tag someone in a tokenized fashion that allows that identity to be multi-use. That's really what you need. You don't need a CRM. You need a way to say, this is Brian Fink, and identifies, you know, you as Brian Fink. And then it tracks all the things that you are online. You don't need a CRM to have a copy of the name Brian Fink and every email that you've ever sent and all that stuff.
Or a Google Sheet.
It's so that's always just been a complete fallacy. You're not really, you're essentially boiling the ocean. You're trying to duplicate the internet. So what you need is a system that keeps track of that interaction.
So is there something like an Eightfold, say, that says, okay, Brian Fink came into our organization 5 years ago, and at this point in his career, we assume he's had this much training in these types of things. His job has taken him to do these types of things. He's probably got skills that can do other
skills.
Things in the organization. Mm-hmm. And Eightfold, I mean, they sell this, right, as a thing. I think maybe it works a little bit. I think Seek Out does a pretty good job of some of that stuff as well. But, you know, is sort of this the next iteration of hiring because you're tapping your internal database first?
If you can tag
it's relevant.
People.
Yeah.
Here's the problem that I ran into, a very real problem. I had a VP that is very strategic, more strategic than any of the other VPs that I've worked with at this organization. And he asked the question, what does our internal talent look for this particular job title? Mm-hmm. You know, a very specific job title down to the level, right? Like a software engineer, senior software engineer 2. You know,
But what are the keywords?
Very specific. Well, he wanted to know internally what the, you know. So you can't go externally and look for that because none of the people that are in that category use that job title externally. I knew exactly who they were because in the HRIS system, their job title in their level is senior software engineer 2.
Yeah.
So I made a list. There's 35 of them specifically at that level, right? And I went and tried to find their background information so that I could create profiles for them, so that I could aggregate the profiles so I can go back to them with an answer as to what the typical software engineer 2's profile looks like, right? I only found 17 of them.
Oh, this is the story you were telling at dinner the other night.
I only found 17 of them. So that what you just described would fail.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
Because they're not on LinkedIn.
Well, you know, okay, and I had this conversation on a podcast that I did a live stream with last week. I think, and I keep hearing this, that we're in sort of an AI bubble, and I know we're trying not to just talk about generative AI, but we're about to be in a workforce data explosion of actual useful analytics, because what AI is good at is summarizing.
Yeah, that's right.
And so that 100%. Data that you're looking for and the data that the employer would be looking for, they could mm-hmm. they could take all the historical data that we've got that we don't really do shit with because workforce planning is nonsense
and actually
have something useful. Yeah.
The problem with that, Craig, is going to be most of us lack the creativity to ideate what the question is that we want to ask.
Yes. Well, and the other problem with that is, as you know, as we all know, there's turnover within talent acquisition and HR teams on a regular basis. And so these projects, they get started, maybe someone has a good idea.
And then they leave.
6 months, it's gone. Yeah.
Ryan, you're nodding over there. What's your takeaway from this?
I'm just taking it in. I think, Craig, you said something that I fully agree with, is that we're on the verge of a data explosion. Yeah. Meaningful. Mm-hmm. Meaningful. And I think that has been probably top of mind on the topic of debate over the last umpteen years, everybody talking about data analytics and data this and data that and all this other stuff. And I think now we're going to see something fruitful out of this. And it's interesting.
I think the two most useful KPIs for any organization that have historically been mostly hot air are sales forecasting and workforce planning. Now, we know about sales forecasting. Okay, I've got this much in the CRM hopper, and I've got this much build, and so we kind of think that in the next quarter we might sell X. And
right.
That doesn't work.
We know we can close 3 out of 10 calls we make. We got 20 calls scheduled. We know we're going to close 6 deals.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, supposedly.
Supposedly, right? But now I think, and I think this group agrees, that that data is going to be way more accurate, way more actionable. And I mean, I'm excited for the future. And still somebody has to use the tools.
Yeah.
Well, sledgehammers and chainsaws don't work.
But I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out, like, the recruiters that just hit LinkedIn all day long, how are they going to use this data, right? Or are they just going to
They're not.
No, they're not.
You need another job.
Yeah.
It's a different
this
position.
This is a whole different position.
It's another job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's a specialized job.
When I look at it from the sales side, like you're saying, now what I'm envisioning is the AI going in and saying, here's just not your funnel, your pipeline, all that stuff. It's based on your conversations. Here's what we're really expecting, right? Here's all your messages. Here's how many times you communicated. Here's what you said. Here's how they responded.
Right.
Now it's going to be able to give you an informed decision and say, you can truly expect not 6 deals to close, 2 deals to close.
So
based on that.
The Honeit model.
Exactly, right? The Honeit model.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's an ender.
All right, so we're bringing it down.
Put a lid on it.
Okay, put a lid on it. Before I put a lid on it, I do want to give Craig a shout out. Craig, you have an awesome event that is coming up in Dallas on November 9th.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell anybody about TalentNet Live?
Yes. The TalentNet Live conference, you can find out about it at talentnetlive.com. It is one of the
You're biased, let me say it.
Completely unbiased.
It's one of the better conferences that are out there.
Yeah, the content is actionable.
It is definitely the best live talent conference in Dallas.
Yeah, it's definitely that. It's an intimate affair, and
it's really good. Like Craig, I'm gonna grab the mic from you.
Right.
It's a close knit group. They're going to be about 300 people that are going to be there. You're going to have the opportunity to go hands on, to go deep with sourcing technology. You're going to have conversations with individuals, which are going to move you. There's going to be really good networking. There are going to be really good presentations that are going to be brought by some of the industry's very best. They're going to start and kick off the conversation and get you thinking. And I think that that is the biggest takeaway from this event, is it always makes me think. Craig, what do you want to say about your event?
William Tin Cup calls it a speaker's event, because all of our favorite people, and we got to get Shally there next, come and share their newest stuff and try it out at TalentNet before they go on the road with it for the next year. And so all the stuff that we've learned as analysts and operators and consultants, we were sharing in a group of our peers at that time. And the audience is part of it. And so we're all peers in this group. You might be sitting next to a vendor or a talent leader or a CEO. And that's how the audience is. And yes, we're buyer, right.
Or practitioner.
And we'll be giving away some signed copies of my book, Hiring Humans, when you can find out more about that at hiring-humans.com.
I heard he's going to have a killer podcast down there.
You know, these websites, they're very obscure. The book is called Hiring Humans, and the website's Hiring Humans. I don't get it.
Yeah, I should have bought the domain
TalentNet Live
for talktech2me.com.
Yeah.
I'm an SEO guy.
Yeah, all right. So we're gonna wrap this up. It is day one. We have come to the thrilling conclusion of HR Tech. Want to thank the team at Olio for making sure that we had a great day here. You have a great day, too.